the Hits, Kiss 95, 7 Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is time for your Hollywood Report, brought to you by Breyers Vanilla Ice Cream. Well, the end of Game of Thrones really hit its star, Kit Carrington, hard, landed him in rehab. Jon Snow entered a Connecticut facility before the finale to deal with stress, exhaustion, and rumors alcohol abuse. Although his rep says Kit has decided to utilize this break in his schedule as an opportunity to spend more time at a wellness retreat to work on personal issues. All right, listen. I believe 100% those wellness retreats. I probably should be in one myself.
This is a good way just to disconnect and get back to you.
I feel like yes, and I think it's a good thing for him. So we welcome him in Connecticut. And Sia sent out a tweet to a 16-year-old rapper named Dasani, one of the subjects of HBO's documentary Foster, saying she wants to adopt him.
Really?
Yeah, Sia tweeted, "Hey, Dasani from Foster on HBO, I'd like to adopt you. I'm trying to find you, and I'm getting a house check done right now. I want you to know you'll have a home with me." The show explores the world of foster care, and he was highlighted
in
the story. So hopefully he'll reach out to her. And finally, Mandy Moore climbed to the base of Mount Everest. She checked in and checked it off her bucket list. She also honored those who have died there. 11 people have died this season alone.
Yeah.
And they're saying it's because it's overcrowded.
Yep.
And people are trying to take selfies. And so they're falling, selfies. No.
They showed on the news last night, there's a traffic jam in what is known as Death Valley on the mountain.
Yeah, gave out way too many permits to climb it this year, apparently. And you're right, Walmart. And that's why they're falling. She also Instagrammed some amazing photos. If you'd like to see Mandy Moore on Mount Everest, it blows my mind. The photos are at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the Morning on Kiss957.
All the hits. Kiss 95, 7 Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:52. It's time for good news. Do you have good news? Would you like to share it with us? We'd love to hear your good news. Maybe your bachelor party is this weekend and you want to tell us about it. Oh. Gavin, it's coming up this weekend.
This weekend, yes.
Maybe you have a bachelorette party coming up or you just got engaged. 860-247-9570. Shopping at Target just got a lot easier.
Yeah, Courtney, I probably go to Target at least 3 times a week. I'm always there. Yeah. And they just announced yesterday that they have they're adding a drive-up service to most of their stores by the end of this year. So all you're going to have to do is just use the Target app and make a purchase.
Okay.
Notifies the store. You're going to drive right up to the store. They're going to come out and put whatever you bought right into your car.
See, I kind of like that. It's so much easier.
Right? You don't have to get out of your car. No. It's just like a drive-through, basically, you know?
Oh,
so that's going to be coming to most Targets by the end of this year. So keep a lookout for that.
Well, that is very good news. Hey, I've got good news if you're in Hartford Thursday through Sunday. Yes. St. George's Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Hartford is having their annual Greek festival, and they brought us a platter of Greek cookies yesterday.
Yeah. Love it.
So I just thought I'd give Mary a shout out and say, if anybody is going, free admission, authentic Greek cuisine. I'm not Greek, but one day a year I am. And let me tell you, it was yesterday and I ate everything off that platter. So,
so good.
It is St. George's Greek Orthodox Cathedral coming up this Thursday through Sunday. Free admission, lots of food, lots of fun. And thank you very much. That is my good news. Walmart Jeff, what's your good news?
I completely forgot we're
Come
doing
on
good
now.
News.
You did not.
I have nothing.
Every day at the same time.
I know, I have nothing. Right. Like, I've been looking on my phone for something. I got nothing.
The good news is he doesn't have a bad news story.
That's
that would be
true,
the good news.
Yeah.
But if you've got a good news story, you can take Walmart Jeff's place. Call us right now, 860-247-9570. Oh, boy. Woohoo. All the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 708. Cloudy. Temperatures in the low 70s today. It is 71 degrees out there right now. And I know that Gavin did this. I think you did it yesterday in good news. There's 3 kids from Connecticut in the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Yes. Yes. There was 3 of them yesterday. And now it's down to 2. One got knocked out yesterday, but there are 2 who are remaining.
And how old are the kids? Do you know age?
They're like in middle 10? School.
Like middle school.
They're like 11 years old, so they're young.
So I have decided that I would come up with some of the words that they had to spell.
No, I'm not playing that.
And see if you and Gavin could spell these words.
Come on.
I'm
the worst speller. The worst.
All right. Well, should we start with Walmart, Jeff?
Why don't you start with Gavin?
Oh, great.
Listen, whoever wins, I will buy coffee this morning.
I don't drink coffee.
Well, then Gavin, you're going to have to win.
Okay, then I will win this.
Let's start with Gavin. Okay. Word number 1, calendar. I always spell this wrong, too.
Oh,
I get all mixed up with the E's and the A's. This was on the National Spelling Bee.
Calendar.
Calendar. Spell calendar.
Do we have an origin?
Latin.
Oh, okay.
Old
okay.
French and English.
Ah, that helps.
Write it on your calendar.
C A L.
Yes.
E N D A R. Calendar.
Yes. Good job, right. good job.
The origin really helps.
And remember, these middle schoolers in Connecticut did spell these words. Okay, Walmart Jeff.
Yeah.
Your word to spell for the Courtney and Kiss Morning Spelling Bee is lollipop.
Lollipop?
These are words that these kids spelled yesterday.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I love a good lollipop.
All right.
I like to lick
a lollipop. Mm-hmm. L-L-I-P-O-P. Lollipop.
He's got his phone out.
Yes! Oh,
he's got his...
Do these kids have phones out?
No.
What's behind your back?
He just had
my chair.
What a cheater.
I think he's lying.
What a cheater.
What are you talking about?
I have two more words. Gavin, yes. Exercise.
Exercise.
Gavin
I should know this
Gavin
one.
Gavin and I like to exercise in the studio.
All right. E-X-E-R-C. Oh. I-S-E. I always do the Z.
Yes,
I always put a Z at the end.
I know.
I always get the red squiggly line underneath, so I...
Two middle schoolers from Connecticut are still in the National Spelling Bee, so there you go. Walmart Jeff, let's do this. The word is, it's the most commonly misspelled word in Connecticut, by the way.
Oh, no.
Yes, give it this one, yes.
Sincerely. Spell?
Oh.
Sincerely. I sincerely hope Gavin wins so that we can have coffee.
S-I-N... S-I-N-C-E-R-E-L-Y. Sincerely.
Whoa!
Oh, my God. Yes, it is a tie.
No way.
Really?
Oh, my God. I don't have a tiebreaker.
And a tie.
All right. The tiebreaker is, let's go to Walmart Jeff first. Oh, yacht. Boy. Spell the word yacht.
Y-A-T-C-H. Oh, no. Wait.
No.
What? No.
Gavin.
Wait a minute. Are you
Gavin? If Gavin spells it right, then he's the winner. Spell the word yacht. It's a Dutch word.
Y-A-C-H-T.
Yay! Yes! Gavin! Give me five, give me five, give me five.
Womp, womp, womp.
We're going to get coffee.
Champ.
We got to get coffee. Very good. Two more kids left from Connecticut in the Scripps National Spelling Bee if you want to watch it. I got another game for you, but not the two of you.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's the match game. Oh. We have so many trips to give away. Jonas Brothers in Nashville. We got Vegas trips. I mean, you can play and win. It's super easy. Play the match game. That's coming up at 7:40.
Oh my God.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning.
All of the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. 7:24. Some storms later on tonight. They're saying some strong thunderstorms. Cloudy today. High near 70. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Hey, so I got good news for 320,000 Connecticut residents, Gavin and I included.
Ooh. But not me.
Not you, Courtney.
Oh, no, Courtney.
You don't fall into this category. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, what's the good news?
Yesterday, Governor Malloy, not Malloy,
okay.
Meg Lamont.
Okay.
Signed a bill that's going to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2023.
So why wouldn't you do this in good news? That you at 6:50, you're like, I don't have any good news stories.
I didn't have any stories. That I wasn't really prepared for today's show because of the heat in the studio.
I was really tired.
Power. The good news would be we have been without power for 24 hours, by the way, and the studio is very hot.
So right now, minimum wage is $10.10 an hour.
Okay.
So in October, that's going to climb to $11 an
hour.
And then from there on out, for every year, it's going to increase a dollar until 2023, until it hits $15 an hour.
Inflation. I like that. All right. That is good news.
Yeah. I mean, it's good news for the people that are going to be making minimum wage, but then also these like mom and pop shops, prices are going to have to go up. And like if you go to a diner or something like that.
And you know what? I will pay the price because I support local. I support family businesses. I'm in.
Yeah, people need to make money.
I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Same here.
All right. Hey, it's 7:25. We are hooking you up. It's called the Match Game. Yeah, we play quite a few times a day. Your chance at winning trips, like to see the Jonas Brothers in Nashville. We have got flyaways to see Shawn Mendes in Miami and so much more. Your first shot at winning this morning and playing the Match Game is on the way at 7:40.